Way.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 23, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections. What does this mean for Zimbabweans living in the diaspora? Members of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change in North America and all peace-loving Zimbabweans are virtually coming together tonight to pray for the holding of peaceful by-elections this Saturday.
We are also going to look at the continued violence against foreign nationals in South Africa. Last week, Zimbabweans in Western Cape clashed with Lesotho nationals, resulting in loss of lives and property.
We'll also discuss the war in Ukraine. We know that Russia invaded Ukraine a couple of weeks ago and is currently attacking cities in some cities in Ukraine. So there are some Zimbabweans who have actually fled to neighboring countries. These are Zimbabweans who are actually living in Ukraine.
But first, a look at COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. The health ministry reported yesterday that three people died from COVID-19, while 273 new cases were recorded countrywide. As at 22 March 2022, Zimbabwe had 244,958 confirmed cases, including 235,093 recoveries and 5,432 deaths. To date, a total of 4,500,045 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. These are people who have received their first dose. Gibbs.
Endaweni ezi-130 siyakhumbula ukuthi-ke kulamakhansela axotshiswa kumakhansili wabuya-ke lama-parliamentarians kumbe ngithi abamele indawo ezijiyeneyo edale lepharlamente abaxotshiswa ngamabandla anjenge-MTCT, the Progressive, the People's Democratic Party. So-ke kukhanya ngazani kwakuthiwa badlelana noChamisa. Kuleso sikhathi uChamisa wayeku-MTC Alliance, okwamanje uku-Citizens Coalition for Change. So siyabona njalo-ke ukuthi kulabanye abahlala khona ngapha e-diaspora abafisa sibili ukubona kusiba lenguquko kweZimbabwe. So-ke sikhuluma manje kulabanye abalungiselela ukuthi kuthandazwe namhla ntambama, kuthandazelwe ukuthi kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi-ke kwele-South Africa khona ngale kuhaba labanye abantu abake bagijinyiswa abakudabuka eZimbabwe. Begijinyiswa ngabantu abavele eLesotho akade besithi babandlulula xa sokubuya ezemsebenzini. Sizwe ukuthi konoko kuya ngapi. Sakhumbula futhi ukuthi kule mpi emangalisayo kule Ukraine ehlokozele ilizwe le-Russia elithi-ke ilizwe leli selifuna ukudlelana ne-North Atlantic Treaty Organization kumbe i-NATO. So ayifune le-Russia ukuthi i-Ukraine ingene ku-NATO ngoba i-NATO phela ngeyamazwe e-Europe angafuni ukuthi adlelane nele-Russia. So sathi sikuthi fahla khonoko sibone ukuthi siyangaphi ngakhonoko. Ngingakhohlwa futhi njalo nokuthi khona manje eZimbabwe uyamemetheka umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sibona ukuthi-ke kula bantu abafika 273 ababanjwe umkhuhlane lo elizweni lonke jikelele. Singathi zolo nje kuphela, kodwa-ke umkhuhlane uyabulala. Sibulela abantu 5,432 selokhu waqhamuka kwele Zimbabwe. Ye, so kunengikhonokho-ke esoka ngakho namhlanje jonga.
Ndizvo zvavadiwa vateereri, nhasi muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika chediaspora forum. Tiri kutarisa nyaya dzesarudzo dzemabyelections dziri kuitwa mukupera kwesvondo. Tinonzwa kuti kune zvigaro zvinokwana kuita 103 zvemakanzuru ne28 zveparamende zviri kukwikwidzanwa muma constituencies kana matunhu akasiyana siyana. Pane mapato anokwana kuita 16 gumi nematanhatu ari kukwikwidza musarudzo idzodzi ari mapato ezvematongerwo enyika. Ndo zvatoda kuti tarise nhasi taona zvakare kuti muZimbabwe mamuine misangano iri kutarisirwa navanhu kuti ingange iri misangano yekugumisira pamberi pesarudzo idzo dziri kuitwa. Tanzwa weZANUPF vaita musangano wavo kuchitungwiza. Kuchitiwo vebato Citizens Coalition for Change vatanzwa vachinzi varambidzwa kuita misangano kuAirport kwavanga vachitarisirwa kuita. Nekunge kutafara vambenge varambidzwa zvakare, asi tongoziva kuti mutongi wedare ramagistrate azoti aiwa ngava musangano wekutafara ngavaenderere mberi. Tichinzwawo mamwe mapato atinotaurawo nawo muzvirongwa zvedu zvino akafanana nepatriotic Zimbabweans takanga vachitaura kuti havasati vasangana nedambudziko rekurambidzwa kuita misangano yavo. Patakataura navo svondo rapera vaitaura kuti aiwa isu hatiswere tichikumbira mvumo kumapurisa kana kuvaziisa, tinongoita misangano kazhinji kana tazonge tasanganawo nedambudziko rinozouya, asi pari zvino vanga vasati vasangana naro. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yekushungurudzwa kuri kuitwa vezimbabwe vari musouth africa zvichibva mukurwiswa kuri kuitwa zvizvarwa zvekunze kwenyika musouth africa. Takaona svondo rapera kuwestern cape kunzvimbo yemapurazi inonzi Robertson. Takanzwa kuti vana vezimbabwe vakarwiswa nezvizvarwa zvekulesutu. Vanove vese vabva kure vaakurwira gapu risirawo vari kurwisana munyika isiyawo, vachidzingana imomo nekutotoretsana. Ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika. Saka vana vezimbabwe vari kuti uku vari kurwiswa nevana vemusouth africa, uku vari kurwiswa nevekune dzimwe nyika vakaita seLesotho ivava. Ndo imwe nyaya tichatarisa. Tichitarisawo nyaya yehondo iri kuitika kuukraine. Pamusoro pezvo tiri kutarisawo kuti munyika nezuro makaziviswa kuti makafa vanhu vatatu nedenda recovid-19. Vamwe vanokwana kuita mazana maviri nemakumi manomwe nevatatu vakawanikwa vaine denda irori. Ndo zvimwe zvakaitika nezuro. Gibbs, totanga hedu nokutarisa nyaya yemabielections ari kuitwa mukupera kwesvondo. Taona bato reCitizens Coalition for Change muno muAmerica, kana kuti kunotha America, dunhu renotha America, vachizivisa kuti vane munamato uri kutoitwa nhasi manheru unonzi North America pamabvi wekunamatira kuti sarudzo dziri kuitwa dzinge dziri murunyararo. Pachirongwa chedu Gibbs, we are joined by Patriotic Zimbabweans President Mr. Charles Mutama, who is based here in Maryland, and Mr. Tawanda Dzokora, chairperson for Citizens Coalition for Change North America Province. Togamuchirai muchirongwa chedu madzishangu.
Tinotenda.
Yes, vamutama taurai tizwe.
Tinotenda mukoma zvakakandemiri namukoma Gibbs Dwe.
Thank you so much.
Tinotambirai chief.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Let's start with Mr. Tawanda Dzokora. There is this prayer tonight. So what is taking place? Can you give us an update of what is going to happen?
Tiri vanhu verunyararo. Saka takati ngatigarei pasi tinamatire maby-elections. Kusawanike chero munhu mumwe chete anofa nenyaya yemhirizhonga pasarudzo. Pasawanike munhu mumwe chete anorohwa kana kushungurudzwa. Vanhu vaende kunovhota pasina kushungurudzwa, pasina kumbunyikidzwa. Izvi makazvionawo zvichitaurwa nemukuru wemaCitizens President Pastor Nelson Chamisa vari kumasvingo vakataura kuti nhasi musi wechitatu vanhu ngavatsanye, ngavanamate, tinamatire nyika kuti tiende murunyararo. Nyaya iyi regai ndibva ndanyatsotsinidza, haisi nyaya yevanhu vanopfeka nguo dzeyero chete, inyaya yevana vese veZimbabwe. Zvokutoti muno muAmerica takaunganidzana nevafundisi vanobva kumapato akasiyana-siyana. Vose vakataura kuti iyi inyaya yakanaka. Ngatigarei pasi, tinamate, titsanye kuitira kuti tiende tese kunovhota pasina vanhu vanokanganiswa. Munoziva zvakaitika masvondo akapera, Mboneni Muve akaurayiwa, vanhu vanga vachibosungwa, madzibaba vakazvambaradzwa, vakarohwa, vakakuvadzwa musana wese uyu. Mukaonawo vamwe vanhu vanga vachingosungwa vachikandwa mujeri pasina zvavanenge vakanganisa. Saka zvese izvozvo ndozvakazoita kuti titi sevana veZimbabwe ngatigarei pasi timbopira kuna Mwari kuti Mwari vapinde mumweya yevanhu vose vari kuita zvesarudzo, pasavane anoita pfungwa yekuponda kana pfungwa yekurova vanhu. Saka zvokuti vana vese veZimbabwe nhasi izvozvi kuZimbabwe patiri pakwatisi kutaura pano, ana President Chamisa nevamwe nevana vese veZimbabwe vari kutoungana vachinamata. Asi nekuda kwekusiyana kwenguva kuti vanhu vemuno muAmerica nekuCanada vanenge vari kumabasa, patotanga munamato wokutanga tanga takatorara kuno kudzanga kuma 4 AM 2 AM kunana California. Saka vana vekuno havana kukwanisa kupinda paminamato iyoyo. Tati aiwa ngatisperei tichizvinyima, ngatisperei takatsanya ipo pano nhanheru tochizosangana tose sevana veZimbabwe tonamata. Saka kunenge kuine nhimbe yemapasta anenge achiuya achitaura 10 minutes voparidza vachingotaura nenyaya iyoyo yekuti kuZimbabwe kunge kuine runyararo pasarudzo dziri kuitwa musi wemugovera. We are responding to a call to actor from President Pastor Advocate Nelson Chamisa, who made the call at a rally in Mashingo, where he said Zimbabweans should fast and pray. And he declared that Wednesday, today, should be a national day of prayer and fasting, praying and fasting for a peaceful election, non-violent election, an election where people can go to the ballot boxes, to the polling stations, and vote without being intimidated, without a fear of being beaten up. And this, against the background of what happened to Mboneni Ncube in Kwekwe, who was murdered in cold blood at a rally, and also following the arrest and also the beating, persecution of Matsibaba, one of our prominent supporters, who is in jail. I think I just read that he was given bail. So we, President Chamisa, just said, let's pray as a country. So it's not a yellow thing. It's a Zimbabwean thing. Every Zimbabwean is invited. Right now, as we are speaking, they are praying and fasting in Zimbabwe. But here in North America, we could not join them because the prayers were happening too early in the morning, 3 a.m. here, and maybe 2 a.m. somewhere in California. So we said, let's fast the whole day, and then in the evening, we gather as Zimbabweans. It's a non-partisan thing with over 10 pastors from across the political divide, and everyone else, including my brother here, Mr. Mtama, and yourself as a VOA, please attend. Let's pray for peace in Zimbabwe on the 26th of March and thereafter as we vote in the by-elections.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dzokora. Mr. Mtama, your party is participating in the upcoming elections. What's your word, your final word, before we get to the touchline, which is on Saturday?
Oh, we are calling upon all Zimbabweans to show up and exercise their democratic right to choose any political party of their choice according to the Constitution of Zimbabwe, which gives them that God-given and that constitutional right to choose the leaders of their choice. However, as participants, we have reservations. We locked our colleagues in CCC for arranging this prayer for the Bible says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. And beyond that, as a political party which believes in dialogue, in civil political engagement, we joined other political parties in the opposition in Zimbabwe in general before, well before this election date, that there should be a convergence of all political parties, including the traditional giants, political parties, the MGC, which is now CCC, ZANU-PF, and all other political parties, so that there can be a discussion around the issue of acrimony, polarization, politically motivated violence in Zimbabwe, so that our elections can become non-partisan and can become pro-Zimbabwe. We are one Zimbabwe. We cannot suffer violence outside Zimbabwe like what is happening in xenophobic attacks in South Africa, and we cannot suffer violence in our own country. Politics is not the business of inflicting violence on one another because we differ on political affiliation, on political ideology. But politics is nation building. Therefore, with the National Reclamation Assembly and other political parties, we beseech all political parties, CCC, ZANU-PF, MDC Alliance, National Constitutional Assembly, and any other political parties, that we come together in dialogue as Zimbabweans. What comes first? And our interest as Zimbabweans supersede partisan political party interests. Therefore, we should sit down and discuss these issues and come up with a code of conduct which guides our citizens and even elections that we are going to participate in, so that there is peace in the country, so that we can begin the process of building Zimbabwe as Zimbabweans, failure of which we have our regional leaders in our continental countries that we can consult so that they can mediate the problems that we have as Zimbabweans. But at the end of the day, the only people who can solve the problems that we have that are either political or economic in Zimbabwe are Zimbabweans in the diaspora and Zimbabweans within the country. So, yes, prayer is excellent. Prayer is welcome. But we also need to sit at the table as Zimbabwean. There's political parties that are participating and those that are not participating in the by-election. So that 2023, which is upon us, is going to be elections about transformative development, about the unity of Zimbabwe and the development of Zimbabwe on a non-partisan basis, but which is politics, which is ideologically based, politics of ideas, politics that moves the country forward, politics that is inclusive, politics that allows the diaspora to vote. So we bemoan the absence of the diaspora vote in the elections that are going to be held on the 26th, and we look forward to our parliament.
I think we have lost Mr. Mtama there.
Yes, it seems as if we've lost him.
Yes, yes, we have now Mr. Regis Vusango Charumbira of ZANU-PF. Gibbs, go ahead and welcome him.
Lapho lapho ke besizwa unomzana Charles Mtama ukuthi ukhomekile ngesakhuluma bekhuluma sibili ngakhona kokungani kuyahlupha eZimbabwe ukuthi kumele kube lokukhetho olukhululekileyo ukuthi kumele futhi kwenzakale ukuthi i-diaspora vote layo ibe khona. So ke asixoxeni siya phambili sizwe ukuthi singathini. Silo mnumzana osesijoyinile khonapha ecingweni uRegis Vusango webandla leZANU-PF. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, so it's only a few days before the parliamentary and council by elections. Give us your take on what's going on now.
Thank you very much. We just had our massive Chitungiza rally this afternoon, Zimbabwe time, where all people in St. Mary's in Harare was there listening to His Excellency the President. I would want to also appreciate what he did for people in Chitungiza. He had a ceremony where he had drilled some balls there and let the water running with all Jojo tanks and all that for the people there. He promised that he will make sure that there will be more balls to be drilled by the machines that the drilling machine that he sourced from outsourced from India. And as a fact, we know that there's garbage roaming around the streets. There is contaminated water from people's taps in Chitungwiza as a result of the dilapidated infrastructure caused by the so-called MDC together with the CCC characters in our political arena.
Hello, Mr. Busango, we can't hear you.
Yeah, I think you are slightly cut off a bit.
We can't hear you, Mr. Busango. Go ahead.
Mr. Busango, maybe let's go to Mr.
Hello, yes, our greetings. Go kuna. Vajokora, manzika, zvaishaurwa navabusango.
Yes, I want to congratulate Mr. Busango and ZANU-PF for completing the ruralization of Zimbabwean urban areas. You're seeing a whole president celebrating the opening or the drilling of boreholes in urban centers. That's unfortunate. That's not where we should be going. You know, the government, through the local government ministry, is responsible for creating dams and ensuring that we have water, not just bore water, but tapped water. Unfortunately, in Zimbabwe, we are now having to resort to having boreholes in cities, and it's indeed unfortunate. Takuto pemberera kuwe nema rambi, nema kenduru mtowns, nekutu urumende, kutaza kuunza magetsi, kutaza kuita zineta kuti mnyika mge mine magetsi, mge mine mvura. Saka, sunuto wisangoni. Other countries are busy right now making sure that there is electricity in the rural areas. There is internet in the rural areas. There is tapped water in the rural areas. That's not what we are seeing in Zimbabwe. We are going backwards instead of going forward. We are going 20 years backwards. And I think you've heard President Tamisa in all the election rallies that he has been addressing. He was pointing at the issues that we are having right now and also proffering solutions, making sure that when we come in, Zimbabwe will be moving forward rather than going back. We shouldn't be having that. But anyway, I don't want to go too much into that today. It's a day of praying. It's a day of fasting. So I just hope that our prayers will be answered, and there won't be any one life that will be lost in these by-elections, and that there won't be any one person who is going to be persecuted, beaten up, as we saw with the attempted murder of Baba. That was attempted murder. That person could have died. And we don't want to see anything like that. We thought ZANU-PF would be at the forefront of making announcements to the effect that we should not be having violence. But of course, ZANU-PF has been at the forefront of making sure that there is violence. You saw, you heard what Vice President Chiwenga said, that CCC and President Chamisa should be crushed. And immediately after that, there was an escalation of violence everywhere. You know, violence begets violence. If that the top leadership of a country, of ZANU-PF, go around encouraging violence, it means the youth, it means everyone else in ZANU-PF will become violent. So we hope in the next 2 days, in the next day or two, we are going to hear a serious pronouncement from government, making sure that we pave way for this a free, fair, and peaceful by-election on Saturday.
Yes, I think we're joined by another guest right now, and that is Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. How are you, gentlemen?
Oh, very fine. So give us your take on the forthcoming by-elections.
Thank you for the opportunity. Like we have always alluded to the fact that these by-elections are a way of ZANU-PF trying to measure the waters for 2023. Even the violence that you are seeing is just a microcosm of what we should expect. And it is also the opportunity for people to tell lies, as my esteemed brother there, Vusango, is busy projecting ZANU as a successful party, as a progressive party, yet it is not. In 42 years, the failure of ZANU is glaring. What he should be doing, he should be having the morality to say, we have failed, but we are still trying while we are failing, instead of him portraying ZANU as succeeding. It is unfortunate. I think it is fortunate today, because that day I couldn't respond to some of the things that he was actually saying. We do not expect people who come here perpetrating propaganda. What should happen is that in the 21st century, we expect people who come here admitting where they failed and promising, if ever, saying we want to improve, but we have been failing. But now they are using Mugabe as a scapegoat. Everything now is attributed to the, there was the first republic, there was that, this one is the second republic. The second republic, where? Because we are well aware, even if Vusango was to change his surname and become Ncube today, are we going, can it be, I mean, his failures, can they be eradicated and then attributed to a new person? He remains the one. The president of ZANU is somebody who has been there since 1980. That is a fact. No sane person can dispute that. And he has failed as well. He needs to be advised. Not even advised in private. Vusango should be telling his party right now, giving them the proper advice on what they should do. This violence, look at Zambia, all these other countries, they are peaceful. Zimbabwe, they should be ashamed of the failures, of the behavior that they are doing. They are even teaching young people violence. Because now everyone is now thinking of politics as a violent arena. Even women, they are saying women should, they should be 50-50. But they are busy beating, insulting women. How is that a 50-50 gender parity to be achieved? It's not. Kuyadanisa ukuthi khona ngemva kokwehluleka okwezanu 42 years. Isehluleko kwamagama okubonwa la ngumntwana ozeleyo obelethwe munini ukuthi yehluleke. Kube sekusiba nabo baba abanjengabo Vusango obuya lapha azofuna ukuthi atheme izanu ayibuke sengathi libandla elenza kahle lona lisenza kabi. Kumele bakufunde khonoku ukuthi bakhuzane labo bekuzana. Akumelanga baze bakhuzwe yithi kuphela. Kumele bakhuzane benze into eziqondileyo. Sebeseqakhathesi sokugcotshwa umgabe yedwa ngodaka bona kuyibo abebesebenza laye. Konke okubi kade kusenziwa ngumgabe yibo abebekwenza. UVusango labangani bakhe abezani kumele bavume iqiniso, bafunde ukuthi bakhuze abakhokheli babo, babeluleke lapha behluleka khona. Abakhokheli labana kuyakhanya ukuthi vele ngabala plan. Labo ukuthi babambe ngaphi bachiye ngaphi kabakwazi. Kube sekusiba abantu abanjengabo Vusango ababhizi bebatshotshozela bebatshayela amakwele bebabuka besithi khona baba-right khona kungekho right. Sithi kuyinto embi lokho, ilizwe liswele ukuthi kube labantu abazafundisa abantwana ukuthi kuyahlonitshwana la kupolitics, kuhlonitshwe omama. Omama kabangeni-ke nje kupolitics yindaba zona lezi. Ungananzelela umuntu osengena kupolitics kumele abe ngowezana ukuze angene. Sithi yinto embi kakhulu yona le. Kumele uphele umkhuba wona lo sibaguze nsuku zonke oVusango labangani bakhe.
Yeah, briefly, Mr. Vusango, your reaction, then we go to Mr. Charles Mutama. Go ahead, Mr. Vusango.
Thank you very much. I don't think anyone can lecture ZANU-PF as far as politics is concerned in Zimbabwe. We welcome any input, but lecturing, you cannot lecture us because we are the mother party. We are going to win this by-election, whether whoever likes it or not. You can use your funny examples, but we are going to win this this by-election with a resounding victory. We are going to move on and win the 2023 election and put back our president, Comrade Hitim Ndangagwa, back in office until 2028. That is going to happen. If you are, you like it or not, whether you are in Zimbabwe or you are not in Zimbabwe, that will be the fact. That's the president we are going to have until 2028. We have done everything possible to make sure that he comes back in power. His record is very set. We have done a development everywhere. Now, whenever our president is going to address a rally, he does not just walk freely like what your leaders do. They go to Machingo, for example. You don't even give people freezes, not even bottled water. You walk in there in the stadium empty and leave people empty. You can't do that. Our president is very well equipped when it comes to politics. He knows that whenever he visits people as the father of the country, he leaves something, he commissions something, and he's been doing that. So the record is there, and people are there to vote for him, and he'll be voted into power. That's exactly what's going to happen. So I don't know what the CCC and all this.
Yeah, I think he has been cut off, but people were actually questioning the credibility of somebody going to officially open a borehole. So if a president, I don't know whether that's the duty of a president. Mr. Mdama, can you chip in there? You know, we saw the president, he said to have gone to officially open some borehole or something like that. So at the end of the day, does this mean that Zimbabweans are at that level of officially opening boreholes and not going for big projects? Mr. Mdama said. I think you are muted. Your mic has got some bit of a problem. You may be muted. Can you try again, Mr. Mdama? Yeah. So go ahead, Mr. Mdama. I think you had some challenge on your microphone. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Quiet. Yes. Quiet.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Dube, and my apology for dropping off on the panel earlier on.
Okay.
Yes, my comment with regards to development in Zimbabwe is that as patriotic Zimbabweans, we are looking forward to a scenario where Zimbabweans in the diaspora begin to be recognized and to be given that platform where they can economically contribute and not become a source of revenue second to foreign direct investment. Considering that Zimbabweans in the diaspora are contributing close to $20 billion annually, which is making sure that the economy stays afloat. So as a political party, we are proposing the Zimbabwe Diaspora Bond, which we hope will be used on a nonpartisan basis to develop our infrastructure so that we can develop the supply chain and boost the supply chain in Zimbabwe. So those are the big projects that we are looking forward to, which we can then transfer through a build, own and operate system where we can move to mining, we can move to energy, we can move to agriculture. So those are the big projects that we should be talking about instead of talking about borehole. And also resuscitating our urban areas through the same process where the diaspora can partner the private sector and the government can superintend those projects and ensure that the diaspora becomes part and parcel of investment and economic drivers in Zimbabwe. So it's unfortunate that now our urban areas we are using coal and in our rural areas we are using coal. When we have a situation where the parties that are running our urban areas and the party which is running central government, there is no cohesion. We want to ensure that there is cohesion between the opposition and the ruling party. Whichever party is in charge, there should be cohesion, which means we need to review the local government institutions and how they work together between the opposition and the ruling party. Toxicity and polarization is what has affected our development in the urban areas and even in the rural areas. We need to have political parties that can be able to work together. The same way we witness in the Western countries, the same way we witness in the East, there is cohesion in national development. The problem of political polarization is what is stalled development in our urban areas and in our rural areas. So as Patriotic Zimbabwe's party, we want to make sure we bring this culture of non-partisanship in national issues. Certain issues are partisan, but when it comes to matters that affect ratepayers, that affect residents in our urban areas, and that affect residents in rural areas, are non-partisan. The issue of food, the issue of security, that has been alluded to by Mr. Jokora, is non-partisan. The issue of peace is non-partisan. We as Zimbabweans, we are one. The issue of xenophobia that is being suffered by people in the diaspora is non-partisan. The issue of the diaspora enjoying their inalienable vote is non-partisan. Therefore, we need to come together as Zimbabweans and iron out these issues at the dialogue table so that 2023 will be free, fair, inclusive, and credible. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Mr. Zogora, do you think that's possible to have free, fair, and credible elections in Zimbabwe? I think your mic is muted. Maybe Chongaka Ndebele will open it. So you are muted a little bit. So can you go ahead? Let me quiet it.
Yes, I said, can you hear me now, Mr. Dube? Okay, thank you. There are a number of fundamentals that have to be addressed before we can talk about a free, fair, and credible election. First of all is the issue of electoral reforms. That's a national issue, like Mr. Mutama is saying. That's one big fundamental national issue that we all have to address, not as CCC, but as all political parties. But it goes even beyond that. As Zimbabweans, as citizens, we all need to fight, stand up and fight for a level playing field. And this is what we've been talking about. We have a war paper that we have presented to the Parliament of Zimbabwe and to the government of Zimbabwe to ensure that those electoral reforms are enacted. And even himself, Emmerson Mnangagwa, when he came into power, he went around the world promising free, fair, and credible elections, to the effect that he agreed when he was asked here in America by Mr. Dan Moyo whether he was going to enact electoral reforms. And he said he was going to do that. But up to now, Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF have not enacted one electoral reform. So in the absence of a fair ZEC, in the absence of a free and fair press, where Mr. Mutama can go and talk, where Mr. Chamisa, where any political leader, where any political member can go in to ZBC or ZTV and campaign and talk, then we're not going to have a free, fair and election. Until every Zimbabwean, every political leader can travel the length and breadth of Zimbabwe and campaign freely. Because what is the purpose of declaring by-elections? What is the purpose of saying we are having elections in 2023 when you do not allow political competitors or political leaders to go and address their people? It doesn't work like that. We need a level playing field in Zimbabwe, and it begins with making sure that electoral reforms are enacted so that we the Zimbabwean people can be able to go and vote freely without being intimidated. One of the issues that we are trying to address on the issue of electoral reforms is the issue of vote buying and violence harvesting that ZANU-PF always does. They go to the rural areas, to the chiefs, to the sabu, and other people, and give them food towards any election. So that is tantamount to vote buying according to international best practices in elections. So all those things have to go before we can dream of a fair and free and fair election. However, as CCC, we have always entered into these elections, and people wonder why. But we are a democratic party. We believe that we'll take power through elections. So we get into the elections fully knowing that the playing field is not level, and we, do the best that we can. And even against all those issues, we have always won all the elections aside of the vote rigging by ZANU-PF. And we are calling upon everyone, every Zimbabwean, on the 26th of March to show up. If we show up in our thousands, that's one way of avoiding vote rigging. ZANU-PF always discourages, in a way, technically, they discourage people from going to vote, and there are ways of doing that. But we are saying, let's turn up Zimbabweans. And even us, the people in the diaspora here, we have a big role to play. You know, we are influencers as we are. Let's make sure that between today and Saturday, we call someone in Zimbabwe to make sure that they show up to go and vote. You know, if I can just give you a brief statistics of what happened in the last election.
Maybe before you do that, let's go back to Mr. Mutama in Shona. You know, why do you think that in Zimbabwe there won't be free and fair elections? I'll give you 1 minute exactly just to say something in Shona. Go ahead, say, Mr. Mutama.
Can you repeat that question, Mr.
Yeah, in Shona, why do people like Mr. Zokora think that there won't be any free, fair, and credible elections in Zimbabwe anytime soon, you know?
Well, Chok Changa did not say, what about data, say, Patriotic Zimbabweans, but it did not say, Saru Zoidzi, Azina Kutarukran, Nena, we kuti, Jesus, Makungwa. Azis kupiwa mukana, wogusarudza kutunga bedo wa shinoda. Kunyango shwazo, suru kutumira mari, yoruta uti upumi wenyika uindere mberi. Tuchuende zvekare, tinotarisa kuti mugorera 2008. Paneo shakawiri wanwa, pakati temapato, aitonga panguwa iyoyo. Mangwacho achirimo, anosanganisira ZANU-PF, ne MGC, ne yala triple C. Kuti pane nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika zvinotarisirana nenyaya dzesarudzo zvinoda kugadziriswa kuti nyika yenderere mberi pasave nemakakatanwa. Saka zvinhu izvozvo tiri kutarisira isu sePatriotic Zimbabweans Party tichishanda nemamwe mapato akaita seZANU-PF, akaita seTriple C, akaita seMDC Alliance nemamwe mapato ariko kuti kana tichinge tapinda muparamende vatungamiriri vedu nevatsigiri vedu vanenge vatungamirirwa vatumwa nevanhu kuti vapinde paramende ngaagadzirise nyaya idzodzo dzakanzi dzigadziriswe in 2008 dzemakakatanwa pamusoro pesarudzo dzedu dzatiri kuti isu pane zvakati nezvakati zvoda kugadziriswa zvinoenderana nezveindependence yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission nenyaya yeaccess to the national media nenyaya yezvevoters roll nenyaya yezvemasarudziro anoitwa vanhu vanoona nezvesarudzo muZimbabwe. Saka izvozvo zvinoda kugadziriswa kuti nyika yedu iwe nerunyararo pakati pemapato ese. Ndokuti titi sarudzo dzedu dzakufamba zvakanaka dzine runyararo tichiwirirana sevanhu veZimbabwe kuti tigadzirise upfumi hwedu, tigadzirise nyaya dzematongerwo enyika tichienderera mberi tichishanda pamwe chete tiri mudare reparamende. Zvikare tikatarisa nyaya dziripo inonzi political actors dialogue tinoona kuti ibato rakawambwa kunze kweparamende asi paramende iri iko inobhadharwa michero nevanhu veZimbabwe kuti iwanikwe ichiita mabasa iwari rekugadzirisa makaka varipo. Saka tinoda kuti isusu dare redu reparamende hurumende yedu inova inosanganisira MDC, Triple C neZANU-PF zvigadzirise makakatanwa aripo vachibatana nesu mapato anopikisa ari kunze kwehurumende kuti tigadzirise izvi. Saka tinotenda kuti mukana iwoyo wekupinda muparamende ndounoita kuti tiwanikwe tichikwanisa kugadzirisa zvinhu izvi. Saka ngatigadzirise zvinhu izvi, mapato anga arimo muparamende ari muparamende nanhasi anofanira kugadzirisa nyaya yemakakatanwa aya, kwete kuti omirira sarudzo nguva nenguva tomirira sarudzo kuti ada kugadzirisa zvinhu asi nguva yese munayo yekugadzirisa zvinhu izvi mumuparamende. Ndo zvatinoti isu sePatriotic Zimbabweans nepetition yatakaisawo zvekare yediaspora vote yakuportfolio level yeLegal Justice and Parliamentary Affairs inhau yatichada kupedzesa kana makurukota edu apinda muparamende vakaita sana Hosea Chipanga vanaseletino
matiriinotenda. Mr. Vusangu, you've been listening to what some people are saying here. So, your reaction, go ahead. I think your mic is muted somehow. I cannot hear you. Maybe you're going to be unmuted by Jonga. Go ahead,
yes,
Jonga.
Yes.
I think I'm unmuted now, isn't it?
Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Right, I think we like what Dr. Chwenga said, that you cannot have your cake and eat it yourself. It's very correct. We have got a problem in Zimbabwe with the characters of the Chamisa, whereby he wants to have everything for himself. And that doesn't work. He was invited to the political dialogue where he refused. He said he wanted to have a personal meeting between him and the president. You can't have that. The political dialogue is for all political parties who participated in the just ended election. And you want yourself to say, no, me and you, we can have only our meeting. That's the problem we have in Zimbabwe. I'm sure those new political parties who are coming in, if you come in with that kind of attitude, we will continue to have your problems be unanswered. Because we as a political party that is ruling, we will continue ruling because we will continue winning these elections with no problem. Because we don't have any contenders. We are going to an election with no contender. That's the situation that we have in Zimbabwe. Right now, we are looking at these by-elections. The member of MDC here was complaining that we want political reforms. Hence, you keep participating in these elections. Why don't you show integrity? You have gone to America to call for sanctions, and now you want that country to suffer. Now you are saying that, give me reforms. What reforms do you need? The reforms are there. If you don't want to participate in the election, just don't participate and see if that election won't happen, because you are not the only political party in Zimbabwe. That's why the political dialogue continued, because there are political parties who participated in the election.
But Mr. Charumbira, before you go further, I wanted to throw a question to you. You
sure.
Said there are no contenders in Zimbabwe just because CCC President Nelson Chamisa requested to have a face-to-face meeting with President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Is that what you mean? Yet at the same time, you are saying there are a lot of other political parties.
No, I think you didn't hear me correctly. What I said is, let me rephrase it. Chamisa is complaining. I mean, the member
you
of
are,
MDC
you are
was
breaking.
Complaining.
I don't know whether what is your mic is moving when you are shaking your head or something. It's you break your... Okay, go
All
ahead.
Right, do you hear me now?
Yes.
What I said is, we had just a member of the MDC here in North America complaining.
CCC, he's a member of CCC.
CCC. They say complaining that there is no... I mean, CCC is and MDC, they are all the same anyway. He was complaining that there are no political reforms. And then I said, how can you continue to complain that there are no political reforms? And hence you want to participate in every election. Don't you see that you are shooting yourself in the feet? We as ZANU-PF, we are the mother party. That's why when we go to an election, we are winning and we have got a lot of supporters in Zimbabwe. It's like we are going to an election with no contender. The reason is because we have the support of the people and we'll keep winning these elections. What I added saying is, you can't, like what I said is, Chamisa cannot have all what he wants. He can humble himself and come to the political dialogue. That was going to show maturity in politics. But if you are going to say, no, I will not do that, I want things my way, then you know what? I would advise you not to participate in any election. Because you are already going to lose this election and you are going to continue to so outsource those sanctions, but you know what? I feel like there's going to be a new world order. Politics are not going to tend to America anymore. They are going to tend to other parts of the world where we are not going to have one giant country trying to patronize other countries and try to undermine the sovereignty of other countries. You can go and continue sourcing your sanctions to America and see if Zimbabwe is going to collapse. We are going to continue building our country with or without those sanctions. And as ZANU-PF who continue to win these elections, you thought when you put sanctions in our country, people are going to turn against our government. There is no way. Nothing like that is going to happen. Actually, people are turning against the CC. Today in Chitungwiza, we have got about close to 600 people.
Thank you. We
have defected.
Thank you, Mr. Busango. I think we need to...
From FCCC and them, this is ZANU-PF.
Yes, thank
because
you, Mr.
Because we are a party that is showing maturity. And we are showing the signs of
Thank
developing
you.
Our country and progress.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vusango. Let me go to Mr. Ncube before we bring in Mr. Dzokora. Mr. Ncube, you have been waiting for so long. Your take on what these other gentlemen just said.
Thank you very much, Chonga. I'm noting that they are beginning to rig the discussion as you are seeing. Yes, the problem that I'm seeing, in fact, the biggest challenge that we have in Zimbabwe is the unresolved genocide that happened. You find that people that are in power are people that were complicit in the genocide, and they would rather die in power than to leave power. You will find that even the problems with elections that we are having, we are having very old men and women who want to cling onto power. They don't want even their children to take power. It's because of that, because they feel scared. They would rather die there. What we need to do as Zimbabweans, everyone should be uniting to say, let's have this issue resolved. That would help us. If you listen to Mr. Vusango, what he is talking about is the power on the president. It's the power on his party. There is nothing that is linked to development that he talks about. And let me advise you, Vusango, when you are a leader, even when one individual wants to talk to you, you give them the opportunity to talk to you. Mnangagwa should have given Chamisa that opportunity to talk to him. And then he listens to what he's saying. If he feels that there should be many people, then he should be doing that. We also believe that when there is dialogue, it should be an all-stakeholders approach, where not only political parties or people who actually contested Mnangagwa should be there. Everyone, the civic society should be there. Individuals also should be heard while they are saying. We
so
have had a faulty situation in 1987, where two parties will come together, they tell everyone to follow them.
Thank you.
Is a very bad and wrong approach to it. So you also talk about a doctor. Which doctor are you talking about?
Mr. Ncube, our time is running out. Gibbs, we only have five minutes to discuss the Ukraine issue. 30
yes,
seconds in Sindebele, Mr. Ncube.
Yes,
siyabonga kakhulu. Sithu ukwehlula kwezinto libona kuhlupha ukhetho kayisilo khetho. Yindaba yombhuqazwe ehlulayo bayesaba abadala balaba bafuna ukufela ezikhundleni. Yikho bona bengafuni abantu ababo Vusango ukuthi kabangene khona phana. Sithi lizwe lonke ke lihlale phansi kulungiswe indaba yeground. Ithi ke ngingariki ke isikhathi ngime khona.
Yes,
thank you so much. Mr. Vusango, we only have 5 minutes, 4 minutes actually, to discuss the issue in Ukraine. What's your take on the current situation in Ukraine, the Russia invasion?
According to the outcome of the reasons why that war, we see that it's very unfair.
Mr. Vusango, I don't know what is happening to you. I don't know what is happening to you, Mike. It's going up and then very low. We couldn't hear you. Up and then it's low.
Okay, give me 1 minute. Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
30 seconds, because we want to bring in the other guest.
Yeah, do you hear now?
Yes.
Do you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
What I was saying, it's very unfortunate. What happened to Ukraine, it's very unfortunate that the United States of America has left Ukraine in the cold. Hence, they are the ones who are propelling Ukraine to join NATO. And now, when Zelensky was given all this power that we're going to support you, when Russia come against you, now the war started. Zelensky is calling for help, and he's calling for help to nobody who is listening to him. His country is being destroyed, which is very unfortunate. I don't support the war. I don't support the people who are dying in Ukraine, but I don't support the United States with what they do. They shouldn't have done what they did to Ukraine. They should have not tried to attack Russia through the the invitation of Ukraine to NATO. And then when now they knew that the repercussions that Russia was going to retaliate, they knew that. Russia already said we knew that they were trying to build nuclear weapons in Ukraine. They were trying to do all these things in our backyard, and we will not allow that. I think even America itself, they went to Cuba during the Cuban War when they tried to stop Russia from bringing nuclear missiles to Cuba.
Thank you so
what
much.
Was the reason? Because Cuba was next to America, and they didn't want any nuclear weapons in their backyard.
Thank you so much,
the
Mr.
The same thing that happened to Cuba is the same thing that is happening to Ukraine.
Thank you, Mr. Busango. Mr. Zokora, maybe Gibbs, you have a question.
Yes, Mr. Zokora, what's your take on the Ukraine crisis and the students that were there who are from Zimbabwe? What's going to happen to them at the end of the day? Briefly, go ahead, Mr. Zokora. I think he's muted, Mr. Zokora.
No, I was muted. I don't know what
yes.
to say. He's not muted.
Quiet.
We can't hear you, Mr. Zokora.
Yeah, I think he's got a
yes.
challenge.
Yes, I think
so
it's your.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's your mic. Let's go
let's
to Mr. Mutama.
Mr. Mutama, yes. Mr. Mutama, what's your take on the Ukrainian crisis?
The situation which is obtaining in Ukraine is very tragic. We bemoan the loss of life in Ukraine, and we also bemoan the violation of sovereignty of the Ukrainian nation by Russia. However, as I indicated in an interview earlier on this platform, that the issues that both sides are putting forward should have been discussed at a multilateral level, for example, at the United Nations, so that this could have been avoided. However, it is urgent that all countries in the world, and not the current blocks that we see in the form of NATO, and on the other hand, where we see Russia, are not sufficient to solve this problem. This issue needs to be solved multilaterally by the United Nations, that we can have peace in Ukraine, and we can save more lives in Ukraine, and there can be peace and the respect of Ukrainian sovereignty.
Thank you so
yes,
much, Mr. Mutama.
Just go to Ultanta. Ngobe, wonanjani? Wenzakala khona ke Ukraine. Wabtshanisa.
Yeah. Okwenzakala eUkraine sikubona kuyinto
So yikhulela baba.
Yes, okwenzakala eUkraine sikubona kuyinto embi kakhulu ngoba thina njenge Freedom Alliance simela ukuthula. Inhlanganiso yethu ibunjwe ngabantu esingathi ngama survivors awe genocide. So singabantu esikwazi ukuthi impi ibuhlungu impi into esayibonayo esayiphilayo la namhlanje lokho esihlutshwa impi. Sikubona ke kuyinto embi kakhulu le enzakala eUkraine okuswelekileyo ke ukuthi uqalwe phansi.
Thank you, Mr. Ngube. Gibbs, I think you can say the goodbyes because our time
yes,
is up.
Thank you, Jonga. So we end our show today on this note on the Ukrainian crisis. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Charles Mutama, President of the Patriotic Zimbabwe Party, Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Mr. Regis Busango of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Studio 7, tibatei na 7 p.m. pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930 6170 ne7270 kilohertz pashortwave mazuva ose. Munokwanisa kugonzwa Studio 7 na 6 a.m. muvuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930 6040 ne1.